I welcome each and every one of you to our prophetic crossover from April into the month of May. And especially those of you who are following on Facebook and Podbean. Distance is not an issue. Once you tune in your heart and your mind, the Holy Spirit will meet you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are still in the season of the resurrection. And we are still in the season of delivery. Everything that the Lord has led us to declare in the past is still at work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even 10 years ago, teams are still working. I want you to understand that the word of God never sleeps. The word of God does not go on leave. The word of God does not sleep. It does not go on leave. The word of God is there all the time. Once it has been declared, God is watching over that word to perform it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we have double and triple and quadruple blessings. Amen.
Amen.
So we are still in the resurrection season. And we are still in the month of delivery. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Matthew 9:38.
2 Corinthians 9:10
and other scriptures. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen.
Amen.
I read it again.
Okay.
While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen. Matthew 9:38. As the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 9:10. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it's your Bible, underline the words, enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. I am exhorting us on the theme, your glowing harvest shall never fail. Your glowing harvest, your shining harvest, your harvest that will make your face shine. Your face beam with glory. That harvest shall never fail. I said that harvest shall never fail. Your harvest shall never fail. The God we serve, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, is the God of the harvest. I say he is the God of the harvest. He is the God who gives harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For instance, it is written in 1 Corinthians 3, 6 and 8. 1 Corinthians 3. Give me 1 Corinthians 3, 6 to 8.
1
Corinthians
3,
6 to 8. I planted the seed. Apollos watered. Paul was saying this. I planted the seed. Apollos watered. Watered it. But God has been making it to grow. God is the one who makes your seed grow. God is the God that is in charge of the harvest. Aim at the increase. Aim at the harvest. In all you do for God. Listen to me. We are in harvest time. We are in reaping time. It is time that God has released your harvest, your reaping, all the good you have done in the past, all the seeds you have sold. We are in harvest time. We are in season time. We are in reaping time. When we're coming, I was just giving my family a testimony.
Now, Odi Adansia, Echelon Ebusian Pono.
Or something that the Lord just did. And I was telling them.
Now, Okachromo.
Listen to me.
Montie me.
If anybody should tell you.
Sir, Obibe Kacho, sir.
That the world is going to be easier.
Sir, if you ask no move by Embraer.
You haven't heard anything yet.
And now, Nyan TV, yeah.
2022.
I feel you know me, you know.
Is better than 2023. Things are going to get tougher and tougher. We are going to hear things we have never heard before. But listen to me. Even in the midst of this, those who have been faithful to God, those who have been waiting on God, those who have been trusting on God, it shall never come near you. It shall never come near you. The Bible says you only hear with your ears. You only see with your eyes. But it shall never come near you. Because of the covering of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me. This time, when you are doing good for somebody, like those of us who I don't know how God created us. Immediately we hear a need. It's like if I don't do something about it. Listen. Be very careful how you do good now. Let us do good. But discern. Because some people, they are going to harvest, they are harvesting their evil doing. They are harvesting their wickedness. They are harvesting their unfaithfulness. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 says, God cannot be mocked. Verse 6 and 7. A man sows what he reaps. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man or woman reaps what he sows. And verse 8 says, whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh, they will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the spirit, from the spirit, will reap eternal life. This is the time to walk in the spirit. This is the time to obey the Holy Spirit. This is the time to obey the leadership of the spirit. This is the time to obey the word of God. We are not in the days of convenient Christianity. Since I left the house around 7:30, I went and did a pastor's naming ceremony. And he named the son De La Liboja Jr. And because the child has been named De La Liboja Jr.,
and I'm saying that to a suffer the lucky 20.
He vomited poor on me. That's the price I have received. A heavy vomit. As a result of my name being given to him.
And I'm saying that.
But they cleaned the vomit.
Now, someone prepared here.
From there, I went and handled my uncle's engagement at Ajay Kojo.
If you are Ajay Kojo,
he's the one who drove me. So we are coming from Ajay Kojo.
If you are Ajay Kojo nearby,
from there we pass somewhere.
If you are Sanfa baby,
we pass another place. And tonight we are here again. And tomorrow I will be here again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? I know. There will be a harvest. There will be a harvest of my sacrifices. Listen to me, church. Your sacrifices, your good works, your faithfulness will never fail. It shall never fail. God is seeing all in your secret. He is seeing it. He is seeing it. He is seeing it. He is seeing it. Today, the woman that I encountered in Dubai, the Congolese minister.
Now, Obano on the question of Dubai, no. Of you, Congo, no.
She called me.
A friend, me.
She said, I want to come with 13 people.
I saw an inipa, do me and sa and eba.
To come and testify to the glory of God.
I bet the other answer, I say, Yamian, you know.
And when he mentions some of the people he's coming with, I have to see our security people for proper diplomatic work. Listen to me, church. The devil never gives harvest. The law of sowing and reaping should motivate us to serve God more, to sow more, to sacrifice more, to pray more. This is the time. Whatever you are doing, do it more. Whether you are seeing something or not, do it more. Because of the motivation that your harvest shall never fail. Only God knows the time of your harvest. One of our mothers who left this church, who traveled recently. What people went to that country for, they never got. Some died there. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. I know some people have been there 20 years, 25, 30 years. They have not gotten it. Their parents have died, they can't come. Their brothers died, they can't come. A lot of things have happened. But this person, when she was here, for many years, there was something she was doing. I only know that thing. Always she will come and kneel before the altar. She will come and sow a seed on the altar. She will pay her first fruit. Every Sunday there was something she was doing. One time when she brought me an envelope, I said, "Madam,
I say, Mammy,
I beg you,
Mistral,
it's okay.
Hey, yeah,
it's okay.
Hey, yeah,
I am beginning to feel guilty. It's okay. Hold it.
Hey, yeah,
hold it. Hold it. Then she asked me, Pastor, where in the Bible? That it is written that the good you continue to do,
Papa, now to us,
you should hold it." I say, "I don't have a scripture now." He said, "Until you give me a scripture that says I should hold the good."
I say, "Uncle Pim, sir, what mommy trust me? I say, Papa, now me and me answer no."
Don't tell me to hold it.
Man, can't tell me, mean so man, sir.
Listen to me. The day she arrived in that country, from the airport, as they got to the gate, there was a courier, motorbike, that has come with an envelope. And what was in the envelope? That which she should have taken 30 years to get. It arrived with her arrival. It got there with her arrival. May your testimony arrive with your arrival.
Amen.
May your miracle arrive with your arrival.
Amen.
May your breakthrough arrive with your arrival.
Amen.
Listen to me. Your harvest will never fail. Your testimony will never fail. Your expectation will never fail. As human, look, sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy. I've also asked God questions. God.
Wait, dear.
This one.
Wait, dear.
We don't understand. But you know. That's how I've been talking to God. Because I don't want to complain. But listen to me. Sometimes when this mother comes, I am embarrassed. Because nothing was happening. Everything was
quiet.
But listen to me. The Bible says, "And there was silence in heaven."
Silence.
After the silence in heaven, there was an action. I said, there was an action. God's silence is not just silence. God's silence means something is going on. And something is about to be delivered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Please.
A chopper.
Encourage people. But listen to me. This time.
Sabri.
Take yourself and your God. Forget about your husband. Forget about your wife. Forget about your child. When I say forget, it doesn't mean don't be concerned. Pray for them. Mention their names. Secure them, but don't let their laziness, don't let certain negative actions worry you, because it is harvest time. Look, this time, I am not worried about anybody. When you can't praise God, when you don't, whatever, look, it, you will harvest it. You will harvest it. I will harvest mine. This is the time for us to descend. I'm telling you. When you are helping somebody now, ask God questions. When the person tell you problem, ask God questions. Is it a harvest? God, is it a harvest? Is it something the person is harvesting? Is it something the person has sown? And the person is harvesting? Ask God questions. Because it is harvest time. You know, there is a scripture that says that there will be a time that the wicked will continue to be wicked. Those who do good will continue to be wicked. Let the wicked continue to be wicked. There is a scripture like that.
In the revelation,
that's where we are now.
Yeah, revelation.
That's where we are now.
It is
harvest time. A small girl was surprised that a big man called her for money. That was how I got this message. And when the small girl called me and told me, and I said, oh, if you have, just give. Then I started thinking, how come that this person that I had so many opportunities. Because me, myself, the person has asked me money. And the person is asking people. Then the Lord said, it is harvest time. It is harvest time. The person is harvesting his past. Beloved,
I don't know.
Don't play with God now. I am telling you.
Oh, catch row.
It is harvest time. When we're coming, I just saw. Look, when we're going to, I saw something on my phone. Some huge amount. Hey, I started shaking. What from this money? This evening. I got a WhatsApp.
So
one of our Francophone brethren, who introduced a friend to the podcast, just sent a message. Pastor, it's just 3 weeks now that I joined the podcast. My 10 years problem has been solved. I have received three breakthroughs. My monies that were locked up, they have just been released. And I felt that I should bless you. So that is coming from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. Only 3 weeks on podcast. Only 3 weeks.
And
the Lord said to me, it's your harvest time. It's your hard work. It's your faithfulness. It's your harvest time. Those of you who have not been faithful, you are going to harvest it now. Those who are serving God with threats.
If
God doesn't do this, I won't do this. If the church doesn't do this, I won't do this. You are going to harvest it. It's harvest time. I am saying this again. Anybody who comes for help, ask God questions about that person. It doesn't mean we shouldn't help, but we should still help. But ask God questions. Some of you who have not been praying, Certain situation has come now that will cause you to pray. Some of you don't believe in spiritual things. Certain things are coming. And we'll see whether you will not believe them. Some of you will love so much sleep. When you sleep and you are snoring, the windows are shaking, the curtain is shaking, there is vibration around. You dream and going down. Very soon, your sleep is going to cut short. Because a situation is going to come. We will see whether you still sleep. Whatever we are doing, let us do it well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it is harvest time. You see, the devil hasn't got the power of bringing harvest. The world system have no harvest
or increase.
Both Satan and the world system only engages the law of the harvest. Both the world system and Satan, they only engage Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. That's what they engage. They know sowing and reaping. But listen to me. The one who produces the harvest is your father.
It's
my father. He's the one that is in control of the harvest. He's the one that will release the harvest. And listen to me. Look, your faithfulness, your keeping yourself, your sowing, your sacrifices, your services, your giving, there is a harvest waiting for you. I said, there is a harvest waiting for you. There is a harvest. There is a harvest for gossipers. There is harvest for immoral ones, those who are playing with their bodies, those who are cheating on their husband and their wife. There is a harvest. Very soon, there are some problems that you will find somebody to tell, but you can't find a person to tell. But I pray that your harvest should be a positive harvest. Your harvest of souls. Your harvest of helpers. Your harvest of answered prayer. Your harvest of sacrifices. Your harvest of sowing and giving. We are in that season right now. Our God is the one who controls the harvest. In the month of May, it is still the resurrection month.
And that's why I was sorry about so me.
It is still the delivery month.
I will be so me.
But the Lord says, I should usher you into your harvest. So I usher you into your harvest. I usher you into your harvest. I usher you into your harvest. The month of May, according to the Gregorian and lunar calendar that we are using, is the fifth month. But when it comes to the Hebrew calendar, it is the second month. It is called Ziv. And Ziv means light, glow, brilliance, or the light of God. It is from this name Ziv that we have the female name Ziva. Ziva is a female name, means radiance, something that radiates, something that shines, or the light of God. But when the Hebrew people, the Jewish people were carried into Babylonian captivity, the month Zip was changed into Iyar, I-Y-A-R,
Iyar.
So the month of May, according to the Hebrew calendar, is the second month of the year. And the month of May delivers glowing harvest. Glowing harvest. Glowing harvest. Glowing harvest. In this month of May, there will be delivery. Speedily delivery of our glowing harvest, of our glowing testimonies in the month of May. Let your light shine forth. Let your testimony glow. Let God make your face shine with a glowing testimony. Let the light of God deliver your testimony. Let this month of May release a glowing harvest. 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 In your life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Listen to me, church. Please, if you know you have hidden secret, hidden evil things, this is a time to confess to God. Because we are in the season of harvest. This is a time to sincerely talk to God. To deliver you. To help you. I'm telling you, we all have hidden things, secret things. The last prayer I pray when I'm going to bed, I say, God, have mercy on me. Anything I've done that is not, please, Lord, have mercy on me. Because I don't know whether I'll wake up. So that by the time I realize my soul is appear before the Lord and say, hey, I'm a faithful servant. I don't know you. That's the prayer I pray every time I'm going to pray. Even when I'm tired in my head,
I say,
Lord, have mercy. Please forgive me. Anything that will cause me, if my soul should leave, if you should take away my soul right now. Anything that will cause me to fail before you, have mercy on me. Check my heart, Lord. Anybody I'm holding on my heart. My mouth. Any lie I have spoken. Anybody I've spoken against. Lord, have mercy on me. And deliver me. That's the prayer I pray. When I'm going to bed. Because I don't know what will happen in the night. Any disobedience. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, check my spirit. Any spirit in me that is not your spirit, take it out of me. Let me tell you, one prayer you should begin to pray from now. Lord, give me an encounter. Reveal yourself to me. Because I've come to realize that until you have an encounter with Christ, you will be a natural Christian. You will only go to church. You belong to a department. You can be singing. You can be in the prayer warriors. You can be a church worker. But your heart is far. Your heart is still stubborn. Nothing convicts your heart. You will still be living and be acting like an unbeliever. You will still be fornicating. You will still be lying. You can even operate witchcraft. You collect money from people you will not pay. You will be doing a zan to people. You will live all kinds of life. But you can still come and pick the mic. We na e
we na e
we na e we na. The moment you put the mic down, you are going to continue. They are here. They are in the church. Every church they are there. In fact, let me say this. Even here we are better. Because some of the things I've heard, I've seen that we are trying. I'm telling you, we are trying. We are trying. We are trying. We are trying. We are
trying.
I don't want to mention a certain class of people. I know a class of women. Class of women who belong to certain ministries and churches. Apart from their husband, they have two boyfriends. Class! Some are lawyers. Some are doctors. Some are class. Some are even serving pastors. Some are pastors' advisors. I know them. Not here. But other churches and ministries. And in my heart, I ask myself, hey God, how can this be? Do you know why? They have no encounter. They haven't had any encounter. They are only going to church. Church has become a place where friends meet. It has become a place where, you go there because of a particular thing. Lord, help me. You see, anytime I stand here and I get my heart comes out and I get angry, I begin to say something. Please, just pray for me. Because you don't know what I know. I was telling somebody, you know the death of your child. You know. You know it. You know. You know. You know it. You know it. You know it. The person was looking at me. Challenge me that you don't know. I say you know. But you are pretending. And beginning to give the church and people a bad name. When you know. There is sowing time. There is reaping time. We are climbing. Listen to me. God is no longer joking. Look, the world has changed now. Look, even historically with this Ukraine, Russia, look, the world will never be the same again. The world will never be the same again. Some people are regretting. some of the actions they have taken. Because after taking those actions, the expectation has failed. Just after those actions, the COVID came first. Another thing has come. It's like worse things are happening. But you know, you and I will survive. I say you and I will survive. We will not only survive, we shall prevail. Because this is not the first time. It has happened before. But God's children did hurt. They survived. Listen to me. Your case is different. Why is your case different? Because Jesus is alive. And Jesus is interceding for you. He is in absolute control. This is the time. You are going to see the glory of God. I said, this is the time. You are going to see what you have never seen.
Before.
Rise up with me right now.
Sorry, Sabrina, on answer.
Say, Lord, help me to align myself. Help me to know the season. The season. Help me to know the season. Make that declaration right now. Align me with the season.
Help me, O Lord, to know the season, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me to know the season. Help me to know the season.
I thank you for the month of April. You have saved my life. You have saved my family. You have saved my family. Lord, I thank you. 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 Lord, I thank you for the month of April.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm hearing? I heard the Lord saying, it is time for your taking over. You are going to take over properties.
Amen.
You are going to take over businesses.
Amen.
You are going to take over houses.
Amen.
Of the wicked.
Amen.
It is time for your taking over.
Amen.
It is time for your taking over.
Amen.
It is time for your taking over.
Amen. Take over.
I don't know what that means for somebody. It is time for your taking over. People are going to get so frustrated. And they want to give up some things. They want to give up some things. You are going to take over. You are going to buy things cheaply. That is part of your harvest. 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 This Congolese woman sent me 5,000. And said,
okay, say,
I just want to thank you. But your season has come. She said to me, your season has come.
I said, Omre Abba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say your season has come.
Amen.
Every sacrifice you have made,
Amen.
Your season has come.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Yes.
Look, what he doesn't want you to celebrate, you are going to celebrate.
Amen.
Look, the prayer of breaking of the seals
and
exposing the enemy. That prayer has worked too much. A woman of God who has been following us online outside the country, not knowing that the person behind her troubles, her own husband and her bigger two sisters, they team up. And they said, this woman is proud. We shall deal with her. And how did it happen? One day, those days when we were praying the breaking of seals, after she has prayed, the husband went to work and came. The husband just woke up and started saying, by you,
now,
you don't know the decision we have taken. This thing, it will never happen in your life. Me and your two sisters. For the past 20 years, we have succeeded. The woman shouted. So you are the one? So you are the one? So you are the one? It's not you speaking. Your seals has been broken from today. Listen to me. Very soon, you are going to hear the secret.
Yes.
They are going to expose themselves. People are going to begin to talk.
Yes.
People are going to begin to confess. Listen, you are going to know the source, their secret. Because the seal has been broken. One prayer I pray. In fact, I say, God, throw light around me. Anybody that comes around me, let me know the person. Let me know the person. May you receive that light.
Amen.
I say, may you receive that light.
I receive it.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.